Ryan, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Now, Ryan, you turned pro in cycling in 2008. I guess what's the difference between amateur and is it just because now you can make money?
Yeah, I mean, basically that's the main focus. And then depending on maybe what kind of team you race for, but yeah, the main thing is now I can make financial get paid to do it.
And you can't then go back to the Olympics for cycling, or can you?
No, you can. Yep.
Oh,
Pro
you
for
can now.
professionals. Yep.
Okay, so they switched that from a few years ago. Now you've finished well. You've improved. Last year you were all the way up top Canadian, but finished fifth in the Tour of Alberta, and you'd finished eighth in your first time out. What do you need to do this year to improve that to get on the podium?
Yeah, I think taking a little bit better look at the route. This year we're going to go into the mountains a little bit, so just kind of building towards that, and put a little more preparation into the time trial too. There's a time trial in the beginning, which will be a race by myself, kind of against the clock. And I think a couple little tweaks here and there, and hopefully I can find myself on the overall podium.
Now, Ryan, will the changes to the Tour of Alberta work in your favor? They're adding some hills. That's a definite discipline within in the cycling community, a little bit different than just sprinting. And they've added a stage. Does this help you or make it tougher for you?
Yeah, I think at this point right now, I'm staying optimistic that it's good for me. I'll have to wait until, they release the final profiles of how much elevation we'll be climbing on the bigger mountain days, to kind of get the full grasp of if it's in the range of something that I can do well at for overall ambitions, or if I'll change my focus to ride strictly just for to win a like a one of the individual stages.
Now that's an interesting philosophy because, now you train out in Vancouver, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the elevation factor, like what's the cutoff where you say, okay, you know what, this I know I can compete at. What's too much of elevation where you'd feel like, you know what, I'm not sure I can compete at that for a long distance?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that come into it, because it'll be like a highway, more of a highway grade up to the ski resort. So if there's sections where maybe for 2 kilometers it pitches at a, and we gain 200 meters or something like that, I can handle that. If it flattens out a bit and then it pitches up again for another 200 meters. So if it's more stair steps, that's something that's more in my range, because then drafting becomes a bigger factor in the climb. So versus if we if it goes starts from bottom to top and it has a consistent, pretty steep grade all the way, it'll probably be a little bit too much out of my range.
So now it's the top guys, you have to, and you're 27, you're pretty still relatively young in the discipline overall. How do you become one who can then handle that grade and then also be a guy that can handle the flat out sprints? How different training do you have to do for those elevations compared to just the flat out sprints?
Yeah, so I for sure for the more of the flat out sprint is something that favors me a little bit better. So I'm more or less trying to modify my training so that I can. It's more of like a survival, surviving the climbs so that I'm in a good position where I can still win and pick up time bonuses or whatever during the race. So for me, it's like the stage into Jasper is not something that I'm going to win the stage, but it's more of like a complete damage control thing to stay within reach of the race lead.
It's interesting, the track and the circuit. You talk about seeing the profiles, very important in this sport. Did you feel you were much better last year after the year before? And barring any surprises that it gets way different, do you expect to be better this year than last?
Yeah, I think that'll be a little bit new terrain for everyone. They're all, besides Edmonton, it's all new host communities.
Okay.
So I think from that way, but you can get a pretty good idea once the road books come out and they give you the profiles and everything. You can study those, and there's the internet's a great tool to figure out different profiles of the road to get a better idea of things. Like last year, for instance, we did the prologue, the short time trial individual race up the COP, the Olympic Park there. So I was able to find the data from, how long that climb is going to take, how much elevation it gains over this, and I built that into my training because it was such an important part of the race in terms of going for the overall win.
Ryan Anderson joins us. hometown of Spruce Grove, now residing in Vancouver. The last 2 years, he's been the top Canadian at the Tour of Alberta. Now, it's interesting, you know, there's so much, I guess, studying and preparation that goes into this for your training when you look at certain climbs. So then when you talked about that sprint that you guys did at the COP, would you just then try to mirror that on your bike, either on a hill itself, or do you do a lot of stationary training? Like, what's better for a guy like you?
No, I think more real life, just trying to find something that's similar. You know, the bikes have these a power meter that can it tells you how much power your energy you're producing, so you can get an idea of what you're going to need to be able to do. So I can build my training off of those like rough estimates of numbers.
Ryan, your approach to the race, the fifth stage is going to take you from Edson to Spruce Grove. Well, you're going to be rolling hard into your home turf. Does having people there, does knowing you're sort of headed towards home, are you going to be jacked that day, or are you just so locked in it doesn't matter?
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how the race has developed to that point. But for me, you know, that'll be a pretty intense day. Coming into Spruce Grove, it'll be a very important day for my team, and you know, for myself, it'll be special. So yeah, for sure, you know, I'll treat that stage like it's you know, it's like one of the biggest races of the year kind of thing. So you have you know, we can kind of taste the finish line that day. It'll be a very you know, emotional, aggressive kind of, you know, you won't back down sort of thing mentality that day.
Now, Ryan, you're from Spruce Grove. When did you become a guy who felt like, okay, you know what, I could be a professional cyclist? Like, were you cycling from a young age? Well, how do you get to be a professional cyclist out of Spruce Grove?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of just all started with mountain biking, and I've always been mountain biking, kind of developed from there. And you know, 15 years ago, I didn't think I was gonna be able to make a living at racing my bike, but somehow it all kind of came together through racing you know, I raced through the provinces of Alberta and BC, and then I got noticed by different teams, and it kind of developed to that, to where it is now.
And for you, like, is there a downtime? What's your training like year round?
Yeah. So now I kind of just came off a downtime, and now I'm pretty much, I'm training full time now. You know, so kind of like last week was 30 hours of training, like specifically on the bike, and then there's the extra training off the bike with the, you know, stretching and core and all that sort of stuff. So it's busy weeks right now, kind of preparing for the new season, which will start for me on February 18th.
Do you lift weights?
I do occasionally, but not. I don't stick to a very specific weight program. I've done that in the past, but I kind of shy away from it a little more and do a little different approach.
Ryan, the peak part of the season for you runs from when till when? So where does the Tour of Alberta sort of fit in your calendar year schedule? Is it early, late, right in the middle?
So that'll be the Tour of Alberta will be my last peak time of the year. I'm going to peak pretty soon. Coming up here is the plan, to be really good in the spring. And then, you know, and then I'll back it off a little bit, and then August building into September are two very important months for me.
Well, Ryan, continued success, and hopefully this year at the Tour of Alberta you improve just as much as you did last year. That would put you on the podium and maybe hopefully challenging for the overall title. I appreciate your time.
Perfect. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.